Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So I got a couple stories here about Elon Musk here in a minute. First, your top three stories. Fed's raised the interest rates again. And they hinted, so they raised it another 0.75 points. And they hinted that they will go ahead and raise it in smaller increments moving forward. And then there is a, well, private companies added 240,000 jobs in October. That's 50,000 more jobs than what they added in September, which shows once again, I mean, we might be having a little bit of a real estate recession just starting, not even a recession. I like what Christina Leavenworth said earlier. We're returning to normal. So it's not a recession. It's returning to normal. And then nationally, we are having a, a bit of an economic recession. But jobs-wise, booming still. And we're not even getting, this extra 50,000 jobs higher than what September was. That's not even the temporary hiring period yet. You know what I mean? The seasonal hiring hasn't even started yet. So it'll probably just keep going up for November, too. The top three stories. President Biden is set to deliver a major speech on democracy before the midterms. And we'll have to see whether it really is a speech on democracy or if it's a campaign speech for Democrats. Probably going to be a campaign speech for Democrats like it was last time that he tried to give a speech like that. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Here's a bizarre story. Myra Flores, she's a representative, a congresswoman from Texas. And I got this from townhall.com. They said they recently learned that she was prevented from joining the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. That's right. Representative Myra Flores prevented from joining the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. Why? Because she's not Democrat. You thought I was going to say she wasn't Hispanic, huh? Nope, she is Hispanic. I don't know, there might be a thought process there, like, well, maybe she just married somebody who's Latino, and so her last name is Flores, but she's really, her maiden name was Jones. Nope. She's Latino, Latina, but she was prevented from joining the leading caucus for Latino members of Congress, the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, because she's Republican, not Democrat. And they say it's only reserved for Democrats. She's the first Mexican-born woman to serve in Congress. She's like Latina. And she represents a district along the U.S.-Mexico border that is overwhelmingly Latino. And the Congressional Hispanic Conference used to have Republican members, but they basically ousted them over time, apparently, and now it's Democrat only. That's so bizarre. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
News Radio 92.3, traffic on the fives. Really nothing to slow you down on I-10 or I-110, and even the Highway 90 Causeway in between Pensacola and Pace is looking good. You will see some slight slowdowns, but other than that, looking good. If you see something else on the road, just call 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, traffic on the fives.
So Elon Musk, we talked about it yesterday, says that you want that little blue verified check mark on your Twitter account. It's going to cost you $8 a month. $8 a month. And a lot of people not happy with it. I've seen conservatives not happy with it. Going, I had my blue check mark before Elon Musk was even on the Twitters. I've seen Republicans getting upset about it. I've seen, obviously, Democrats getting upset about it. Conservatives, liberals, independents, all in between. $8 a month to have a blue check mark. It's an outrage. I earned mine. How did you earn it? Because I'm famous. How famous are you? I'm Twitter famous. Okay. Okay. Well, one of them that was upset was Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She tweeted out on Elon Musk's platform, LMAO, which means laughing my pseudonym off. She says, LMAO, at a billionaire earnestly trying to sell people on the idea that free speech is actually an $8 a month subscription. And by the way, she said $8, not an $8. That bothers me. Anyway, you're a congresswoman. Anyway, so she says he's trying to sell the idea that free speech is actually an $8 a month subscription plan. Elon Musk replied to her, "Your feedback is appreciated. Now pay $8. Oh, that's pretty funny, actually. Yeah, that's some good stuff right there. But here's the thing. He is trying to sell the idea that free speech is actually $8 a month subscription plan. No. You can be on there for free. If you want your little blue checky marky thingy, doo-wop, doo-wop, shee-doo-wop, then you got to pay the $8 a month. See, there's a difference. Like, you want to be a verified account, and you don't want some other fake Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez account taking all your credit, then pay $8 a month. That's what it's about. So, I love his just, I tell you, Elon Musk cracks me. I don't agree with Elon Musk on a lot of stuff. I mean, there's some stuff I do, obviously, but a lot of stuff I don't. It don't matter. That guy's funny. And I like how he defends himself all the time. Well, your feedback is appreciated. Now pay $8. It's funny. Elon Musk also says, so there's buzz going around that by Monday, President Trump will be back on the Twitter. By Monday, Trump will be back on the Twitter. Elon Musk said that anyone who was removed from the service previously will not be allowed back on the platform until its rules, and basically until the platform has a new process, which could take at least a few weeks. So, yes, he says that the company will continue to combat hate and harassment and enforce its election integrity policies. Its content moderation council will include representatives with widely divergent views, which will certainly include civil rights communities and groups who face hate-fueled violence. So, yes, he wants to try to allow a process to get people back on the platform, but there needs to be a clear process back in place to do that, which will take a few weeks, and yet they still will combat hate, harassment, and enforce election integrity policies. Now, that being said, here's already something that's a little bit new from the Elon Musk Twitter. The Elon Musk now on Twitter. The White House tweeted this out. It has now been deleted. I'll just give you the spoiler right off the front. This tweet has already been deleted by the White House. Here it was. Seniors are getting the biggest increase in their Social Security checks in 10 years through President Biden's leadership. Underneath that, a fact check from Twitter. Readers added context they thought people might want to know. Quote, seniors will receive a large Social Security benefit increase due to the annual cost of living adjustment, which is based on the inflation rate. President Nixon in 1972 signed into law automatic benefit adjustments tied to the consumer price index. In other words, not because of Biden's leadership, but because President Nixon signed a law in 1972 that will automatically have their checks go up. So that little correction, a little fact check, was added to the White House's tweet, so they went ahead and deleted it. Whoa. Are we going to see real fact checking? Are we going to allow real truth to happen? And then people can go, oh, I was wrong, and delete their falsehoods? Instead of it being purposely retweeted out by thousands and thousands of bots run by Twitter? What is happening? I don't even know if I can live in this new utopia. Just... like, holy cow. All right. You didn't see that happen a lot. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, quick up top trending news with David Wayne in the newsroom.
Away.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Just a reminder, election night coverage comes up next Tuesday, 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Andrew McCary and I will break down the local, state, and national election results. Will there be a red wave? Will Florida go as expected? We'll find out next Tuesday night, and we'll let you know. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives.
News Radio traffic on the fives. Nothing really to slow you down. I-10 and I-110 looking good. If you do see something, give me a call to 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your News Radio 92.3. Traffic on the fives. Informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. President Biden tonight claiming some Republicans might not be wanting to accept the results of next week's midterm election. He spoke at a Democratic National Committee event near the U.S. Capitol.
The big lie that the election of 2020 had been stolen. It's a lie that fueled the dangerous rise in political violence and voter intimidation over the past 2 years.
Of course, recent polls showing Republicans gaining momentum in key races all across the U.S. The Texas state senator who represents the community of Uvalde in Texas is filing a bill to set up a victims' compensation fund.
Compensation of up to $7.7 million per household that lost a child and $2.1 million for injured children.
Senator Roland Gutierrez says there will also be compensation for people who were at the school during the shooting but who weren't hurt. And, Bobby, a sure sign that the holidays are approaching. Drinks and cups are back at Starbucks.
Okay.
I know you're excited about this one. Only 2 days after Halloween and holiday drinks are back. Your peppermint mochas and
what?
Chestnut praline lattes.
What happened to the pumpkin spice latte thing?
No, pumpkin season's gone. It's holiday time now. It's all about the peppermint.
It's gone. It's peppermint.
No, I don't know. They may still have the pumpkin. They probably still have the pumpkin. I don't know. I don't really go to Starbucks very often.
Gracious, great balls of fire. I can't keep up with it all.
It's too much, too quick.
Do you see the guy speaking of, I know it's pumpkin, so what are you going to say?
I was going to say they also changed their app, so now it's red with some snowflakes on it.
Okay.
For anyone who cares.
All right. There you go. They got some insider information right there. The Starbucks app. I saw the guy for Halloween, like the day before Halloween. He was arrested for public drunkenness. He was dressed as a cinnamon whiskey bottle or something like that. What's that cinnamon whiskey thing? It's like real popular. You know,
the Fireball?
Fireball, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he was dressed up like that, and he got arrested for public drunkenness. I thought that's kind of funny, actually. Wonder what he was drinking. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next. I do want to talk about this book story. What is that? The banned books. We'll talk about that next. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Apparently this Perks of Being a Wallflower book, Wildflower, has been removed. Escambia County School Board voting 4-1 to remove the book, challenged by a teacher saying it has sexual content in it. I didn't see the movie. I didn't read the book. I don't know. Does it? It's got stuff in it?
Yeah.
Okay. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Dancing Through the Decades Gala coming up this Friday, 6 o'clock over at the Hilton Pensacola Beach. This is a chance for you to raise funds for the Council on Aging of West Florida and celebrate their golden anniversary. 50 years in the community serving, supporting, and advocating for seniors. To sponsor or get your tickets, go to our website, newsradio923.com. Top three stories, Federal Reserve raised interest rates another 0.75 point yet again. And they hinted at smaller rate hikes still coming. So they're not done with it still. Private companies added 240,000 jobs in October. That's up 50,000 from September. Showing the jobs market's still booming, still doing good. I did see a report, I think yesterday, that for every job that is lost, there's actually two jobs out there available still. So that's pretty good. Just whether or not they have the skills to fill those jobs is the question. And then President Biden is set to deliver a major speech on democracy before the midterms. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
Oh, Major League Baseball, Game 4 of the World Series, tonight, 7:03 on Fox. Phillies taking on the Houston Astros. Phillies lead the series 2-1. And after last night's big home run derby, that was just, I mean, if you're a Phillies fan, you had to be excited. But I'm not really a fan of either team. I was excited. It was just fun to watch. NBA is underway right now. The Washington Wizards are beating the 76ers 83-77, 4 minutes left in the third quarter. The Miami Heat basically those games just started. So not really a good score update on that one. ESPN should have the tip-off any minute between the Boston Celtics and the Cleveland Cavaliers. When that game's over, the Memphis Grizzlies will be playing the Portland Trailblazers. NHL hockey underway. Tie game at 1-1 right now between the Flyers and the Maple Leafs. That game's on ESPN+. And the puck just dropped between the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Buffalo Sabres. That game's on TNT. College football. Central Michigan starting off pretty strong against NIU. 14-0 with a minute and a half left in the first quarter. Still, that game's on ESPNU. And then Western Michigan is playing Bowling Green State University. Still scoreless game at the beginning of the second quarter. That game's on ESPN2. Then in sports news, one of the big stories just came out here. Pensacola's Bubba Watson, two-time master champion, questioning why LIV Golf is being criticized so much. LIV Golf has guaranteed money to players, and they're being criticized for that. He says, it makes me laugh because on the PGA Tour, I got paid behind closed doors to show up at tournaments, many tournaments. Oh, really? He goes, and if Bubba Watson was not the best, that means the best were getting paid better than me and more than me. So it's guaranteed money. I miss the cut. I still make money. I make the cut. I make extra money. And so he says it's he basically just goes on and says the criticism is not warranted for LIV Golf. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, let's get traffic on the fives. I'll give you the rest of your sports news, plus today's sign of the apocalypse.
News radio traffic on the fives. We are looking good on I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola. If you do see something slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. Kansas has suspended Bill Self and an assistant for 4 games due to some NCAA violations. According to sources, Gonzaga is now in talks of joining the Big 12. And Daniel Snyder, owner of the Washington Commanders, has hired a bank to explore selling the Washington Commanders. So after all this controversy over the past couple of years pertaining to him and his ownership, and now they're being investigated by the feds again over their finances, well, now he's looking to just go ahead and sell the team. And then the Browns general manager says that Deshaun Watson, their quarterback, has been suspended since the beginning of the year, is set to return December 4th. Kevin Durant says he was shocked to find out Steve Nash was fired, even though he was wanting him gone. That's the reason why he wanted to be traded and all last summer. But I guess he worked it out with them and was surprised that he got fired. And China won the men's title in gymnastics at the Gymnastics World. The United States didn't even make the podium. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Oh, we talked about people possibly giving fentanyl to kids candy for Halloween. That didn't happen. We've only had one report of this idiot who apparently used old CBD packages and filled them up with candy. That, no big deal. But this happened. 45-year-old woman doesn't like Halloween and wanted kids to skip her house. So she stood out front of her house and was yelling obscenities at children and began to flash them. Huh? Yeah. Don't know if she was wearing a costume or not, but according to some, one report says that she was passing out candy to the kids. Okay. So she's telling authorities she doesn't like Halloween and wanted them to skip her house, but she was passing out candy while yelling obscenities at them and then flashing them. One of the reports just said that she exposed herself. Cops showed up, arrested her. She's facing charges for indecent exposure, disorderly conduct, and mental damage to children. Is she going to be required to pay for their therapy for years and years and years too? What happened to you? Well, I was trick or treating when I was 10 years old. This 45-year-old woman just kept flashing me, yelling terrible things at me, flashing me. I don't know. That's very, oh boy. There's your sign of the apocalypse. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. Frito-Lay's getting a lot of buzz for their newest treat to come out. Tell you what it is. Coming up next on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom for a quick news update. David?
Well, Bobby, there's a big benefit concert going to be held next month in Southwest Florida to raise money for Hurricane Ian recovery.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Lynyrd Skynyrd will headline the concert December 1st at Hertz Arena in Estero. Joining the Jacksonville-based band will be Brian Kelly of Florida Georgia Line, country artist Ira Dean and Tracy Lawrence, and rocker Ted Nugent. Naples, Florida resident and comedian Jim Brewer will host the event. Tickets go on sale November 7th for first responders and November 8th for the general public. I'm Rick Hochul.
So, big concert there, going for that. Of course, the death toll for Hurricane Ian up to 130 now.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I saw that as well. So, yeah, nice to see that little concert, though, popping up for that. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Before we let you go, Dave, what's your favorite Dorito flavor?
Ooh, how about the Flamin' Hot Cool Ranch?
Oh, the Flamin' Hot Flamin'
Hot
Ranch
Cool Ranch, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Mm-hmm. That's a new
one.
Those
are good. Yeah, they just started selling those long ago. At first, I thought it was weird, but it's grown on me.
All right. You know, they actually had a limited time one at one point was a dill pickle. It only came in like small little packages, but it was good. But it didn't last very long. They didn't stick with it. But I like the sweet. Wait, it was a spicy sweet chili one. The purple bag is my favorite one. I go with that one. Because I do like a little bit of the heat over the regular Cool Ranch.
Yeah, those you don't realize how hot it is until you're about half the bag in.
Yeah, half the bag in, and you're like, my mouth's burning. That's what. Gracie, what about yourself? What do you go with the Doritos?
I like the just normal blue Cool Ranch or the purple ones.
Or the purple
super
ones too.
Good.
Yeah, I like the purple ones. Those are good stuff. So, Frito-Lay's the maker of Doritos, coming out with a new product called Minis. They have these little containers that look just like Pringles containers, but inside of these Pringles containers, little mini versions of Doritos on the inside. They have it in nacho flavor and then the Cool Ranch flavor. They also sell Sun Chips that way too, and Cheetos, and Flamin' Hot Cheetos, like little balls. It looks like they're the little balls of the Cheetos. So, yeah, they'll be selling the minis now. And I've got people all buzzing, going, oh, I got to try these things. And I'm just thinking, so you got them in a container now, and they're small. So people are just going to pop that lid off and just start shoveling it down their pie hole.
And you're going to have to because, as we know from Pringles, it stinks to have to put your hand
into
that
tube. Yeah, you can't
put
your hand in there. Yeah, exactly.
So you have to pour it in your mouth or pour a whole bowl or something.
You got to pour it into a bowl. Or you're pouring it in your mouth.
Yeah.
Those are your options. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Now, one aspect, maybe you could do a mix now because you can go get some of the Sun Chips, some of the Dorito ones, and you put them in a bowl, pour them in the bowl like that, and now they're small like Chex Mix style, but it's, you know, like this. So, we have to see what goes on. But there's a lot of buzz about it. People are excited about the new mini canisters.
I think they're going to be good. I think a little mini size
I think it'll be good. I think mini size will be good. Yeah, I do too. And maybe you get less breakage with the mini as well, you know, because they're not as big. Maybe they won't break as much. So maybe they'll stay together. Plus, they're in the canister. I like the Pringles canisters anyway. I always think those are pretty good. So, but you're right. You don't want to stick your hand down the canister.
I mean, you have to, but.
No, you don't have to.
Yes, you have to.
You pour it.
No, for Pringles, I mean.
Pringles, pour it.
What? Yeah, you just break.
No, you. No, you just gonna lightly just slide it out, slide it outside, and then you grab like.
Oh, I'm always sticking my hand in there all the
okay,
way.
Okay, your hands are not the same size as mine.
I think they need to have a pop-up feature.
Like a push-up.
Yeah.
Like a push-up pop.
I feel
type
like
thing.
I have been saying for years. I feel like that would be a good investment for them.
Wow, but. I think you're right. That would be a right? great thing. They just whoosh, and you just push it up a little bit. Yeah, that's a good idea right there. And then you push it into your mouth. Yeah. All right, let's get traffic on the fives.
News Radio 92.3, traffic on the fives. Nothing's slowing us down on I-10 or I-110, as well as 29, 90, and 98. See something else, have a traffic tip, call 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Do you park your garage in your car? According to a recent survey, about a third of us do not. There's no room. 36% of Americans say their garage is so cluttered they can no longer fit their car inside of it. 62% said it's the most cluttered space in their house. And, you know, I look at this and I actually know some people who don't even, they never even planned to park their car in the garage. They were like, oh, I'm buying this house. It's got this wonderful built-in storage unit off to the side of the house. And I got a couple of friends, like, they had never anything. I'm like, what about when there's a hurricane coming or some bad thunderstorms? You might get some hail. They're like, oh, well. Like, I got to protect the stuff that's in the back. I'm like, what do you mean to protect the stuff in the back? The stuff in the back is just, you know, it's a, in the garage, just stuff. Yeah, but that's it right there. We're getting the, we just collect so much stuff now. I actually was talking to, I got a couple of people I know. They have a whole garage full of stuff and they've got a storage unit. Like, okay, you might need to start selling stuff. One of my friends who does this, I asked him, like, dude, come on. Like, you need to get rid of this stuff. He goes, no, I might need it. And I was like, I just asked him, like a general, have you ever had something that you're like, I need this, and I know I have it somewhere in the garage? And he's like, yeah, happens all the time. I said, and have you ever not been able to find it then? And he started laughing, and I'm like, and then you went out and bought what you needed anyway because you couldn't find it because it was buried somewhere in the garage so much. And he just started laughing. He's like, you just shut up. He's like, just stop talking. And I'm like, exactly. I'm like, that's the point. You still went out and bought it anyway, so you saved it for 5 years. And finally, you're like, aha, I need this now. Let me go to the garage and find it. And then you go to the garage, and you can't find it, and you go out and buy it anyway. So you stored it for no reason. I remember there's a time, because in radio for a while, I was bouncing around a little bit. And I remember I moved to an area where the ownership basically told me, you're there for 2 years, and we're moving you to another market. You're going to build that market up, and then we're going to move you to another market. Okay, sounds good. So I knew I wasn't going to be there for very long. I moved my stuff in the storage unit. And then I went, wait a minute. I'm going to be paying $125 a month for 2 years? That's over $2,000 a month that I'm going to be spending to hold on to my stuff, and a darn thing I own that's worth $2,000. So I was like, I think I'm just gonna go ahead and sell everything. And so, unless it was sentimental, it was gone. Just started over when I ended up moving. And I pretty much did that just about every market I moved into. It's like, just like, I'm not moving this crap. I gotta get a rental truck. I gotta get it. Now I'm just selling it all. If I can't fit it in the SUV, it ain't coming with me. Oh, I wonder if that might be a reason why I'm divorced. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.